This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In San Diego, a Navy SEAL lieutenant has pleaded not guilty to charges of abusing an Iraqi detainee who later died at Abu Ghraib prison. The lieutenant was in charge of a SEAL platoon in Iraq that worked with the CIA to capture or kill so-called high-value targets. And as NPR's John McChesney reports, some members of the elite Navy unit now say their man is being court-martialed for the CIA's mistakes.
In the early morning hours of November 3, 2003, a Navy SEAL team blew the door off an Iraqi apartment in Baghdad, raced up the stairs, and captured a man named Manadel Al-Jamadi. According to the CIA, Al-Jamadi was involved in an attack on a Red Cross facility in which 12 civilians were killed. After the capture, the SEALs took Al-Jamadi to their forward operating base, where, according to some witnesses, members of the team beat the hooded and handcuffed detainee with their fists and rifle muzzles. The platoon commander is charged with striking Al-Jamadi and with not ordering his men to stop beating the prisoner. Not long after the capture, Al-Jamadi was turned over to the CIA. Witnesses say he was then walking under his own power. The CIA took him to Abu Ghraib prison, where he became one of the agency's ghost prisoners who were not checked into the facility by name and who were not given a medical examination on arrival. Nearly an hour after he arrived at Abu Ghraib, he was dead. The autopsy says his death was a homicide caused by blunt force trauma to the chest, complicated by what the autopsy calls compromised respiration. Al-Jamadi's corpse became known to the world in the wake of the Abu Ghraib scandal, when photos of his body, iced down and stuffed in a shower stall, were made public. Other photos showed grinning soldiers hunched over his body. Witnesses who handled the body say they found him with his hands handcuffed behind him, his arms trussed up to a wall so sharply that one person said he couldn't believe arm sockets could be bent that way. The position is known as a Palestinian hanging and is condemned as torture by human rights groups. The CIA's Office of Inspector General has been investigating the case, but so far no action has been taken. The issue of CIA treatment of detainees has been a hot subject on the Senate Intelligence Committee, with Democrats asking for hearings on the subject and the Republican chairman Pat Roberts responding that hearings are not called for at this time. Navy SEALs here will say off the record that they don't believe their men would have faced these charges if Al-Jamadi hadn't died while being interrogated by the CIA. There's resentment at the fact that no one at the CIA has ever been called to account for the death. Defense attorneys have also bridled at the frequent invocation of classified information in the proceedings here, saying it makes a cogent defense difficult. CIA attorneys have attended the preliminary hearings, and the proceedings have been closed when classified issues have arisen, including the position Al-Jamadi was in when he died. The SEAL lieutenant's court-martial has been postponed until late May or early June, while the classification issue is resolved. John McChesney, NPR News, San Diego.